It's time for Let's Chat with Rustic, a podcast dedicated to helping entrepreneurs just like you. When starting out, entrepreneurs often feel they need to go it alone, and I'm here to tell you that's just not the case. Entrepreneurs have a lot of questions, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Nick Russell, and this is Let's Chat with Rustic. Welcome back to another episode of Let's Chat with Rustic. My name is Nick Russell, and today I want to kind of continue along that series we've been going along with and talking about the Expert Secrets book from Russell Brunson. Now, we talked about finding that spark as an entrepreneur and then how that led into the growth stage and being the reporter and being that reporter and kind of interviewing people and learning from the experts in your industry. And then we talked last week about frameworks and how you can create your own framework and take every piece or all the pieces that you've learned from everybody and kind of make your own frameworks. So that way you're able to serve your audience at the highest level. And now that's what we want to talk about today. We want to talk about serving your audience. And for me, and it's funny, when I started at the beer store, that's something that I absolutely loved. And I've always had a calling to serve people and serve others and help others in any way I could. And for me, when I was with the beer store, from when I started as a part-time employee to full-time, and even as in management, I was always going that extra step and finding new ways that I could serve my customers even better. And it was funny, more so as a part-time and full-time employee, no matter what store I worked at here in Windsor, I was always dubbed the beer guy. And this is even before craft beer was really a big thing. And there weren't very many craft breweries out there, but all the big breweries would put out different beers. And then as the craft beer started to get a little bit bigger, I was always trying different beers and different styles. So that way, whenever a customer came in and they were looking for something on a Friday night or a Saturday night, they wanted something different, I would know what I was talking about when they needed that help. And it got to the point, because I was that beer guy and I was known between a lot of the customers and all the staff and all the stores, even if I wasn't up front serving customers, even when I was in the back loading the cooler and stocking the shelves, I was always called up front countless times in a shift to help customers, especially on the Friday and Saturday night shifts, because people are always looking to try something different. So that's where I came in, and I had a great conversation with so many different customers explaining what the different beers were, the different styles, what they paired with, because I was that guy and I always tried to learn even more about the beer as that time went on. So that's how I served my customers at that point. And then it came around time that the bottle drive started between the beer store and its union, where we raised money for the Leukemia Society. And that was another way I could serve others. That was a spot that I could go into a different realm of serving people, where I could use help this charity out and raise money so they could use that to serve their patients and do the research and hopefully one day end that blood cancer. But that's kind of when we started fundraising and we started different events, and that's how where my marketing journey started. So now, fast forward a few years later, it's 2017, and now I'm leaving the beer store and taking that leap of faith and starting my own business, starting this marketing company where I can serve a different audience now and help others grow their own businesses digitally. So using social media, using email, funnels, whatever the case may be, I wanted to serve others at another level through the things that I learned using social media to promote all the bottle drive events and things like that. Now, when I started Rust Tech, I had no idea what I was doing. I knew social media was a powerful tool, and I knew that's what I wanted to do because I absolutely loved helping the Bottle Drive grow their accounts from Twitter then to Facebook and then eventually to Instagram when that came out. I love that side of the business, but I didn't know what I was doing. So it's funny, when I started reading Russell Brunson's books, and especially in the Expert Secrets book, that's kind of where this all kind of hit home for me, because even when he first started, he's the best marketer in the world. And obviously he had to start somewhere himself. Now that Expert Secrets book, like I said a few times before, that's a completely free book, but what he teaches his clients, when he coaches his clients and he charges $10,000, what he coaches and what he teaches is everything in that Expert Secrets book. Something that you can go online and get for free. And actually the link is in the description. We'll talk about that after, but that book, he charges $10,000 to coach. Okay. So, but he wasn't always that high-end coach, and he wasn't always that funnel builder and amazing marketer that he is now. So he started out by coaching people for free. He went to these events. He went through that reporter stage. He started to develop his own frameworks. And what he did was he took those frameworks and he tested them out. He taught others until he perfected it. Once he perfected it, and once he started to get his name out there and he started to grow, that's when he was able to start charging people, not quite 10K yet, but that's when he started to grow his business. And that's exactly what I did when I started Rustech. There were a few friends that had companies at the time that I worked for free just to kind of learn my craft, become an expert in social media management. And I started to do this for free for a little while. And then I got into the coaching side of things and I started doing that for free. As I was developing my frameworks, and I still am developing my frameworks, but as I started developing them and becoming an expert in these areas, I was able to learn so much more and in turn help my audience out way more because I know so much more now, than I did back in 2017. So that's the next stage. You're going out there to serve your audience. As entrepreneurs, we all have that calling. And for the most part, as entrepreneurs, we want to serve others and help them to the best of our ability and at the highest level that we can. But we don't go from zero to 100 right away. We have to gradually get there. So as we develop our frameworks, perfect our frameworks, and use those to serve our audience, that's where we start to really perfect our skill and become an expert in our industry. So maybe not doing it, you don't have to do it for free from getting, maybe start somewhere small and work your way up, work with friends, with colleagues, with former colleagues, whoever the case may be. Even if it's just on growing your own business and learning those skills as you go, but you're serving others, and the more you learn, the more of an expert you become. And ultimately, that's how you serve your audience at the highest level. Now, that was just a quick little story about how I started this journey and how I started serving my audience. And now I do it in so many different ways. And this here, this podcast, this YouTube video, our YouTube channel is another way that I'm starting to serve and provide as much value as I possibly can to help others. So you could take this information and use that yourself in your business. Now, like I said earlier, that book that Russell uses, the Expert Secrets book that we're talking about in these last few podcasts, and we're going to be talking about it for the next little bit, that book is completely free. And I can tell you my journey, but I can't teach that book as well as Russell can. That book is pure gold. And I'll have it in the description of the podcast, the description here in the YouTube video as well. And it's also up on my website. If you go to Instagram and you go to rustechmedia.com/links, you will see that right there, the Expert Secrets book, as well as the .com and Traffic Secrets books. app. If you haven't read .com Secrets, that's a great place to start. But you don't necessarily need that book to get into expert and really start to find your voice. So I'll leave it in the description of the podcast here. And believe me, that book will change your life and it will change your business. So that's really all I wanted to talk about today. Nice little quick podcast. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Hopefully you got some value out of this. And I can't wait to chat with you again next week.
If you're going to start a mass movement and create a vehicle for change, the first question you have to ask yourself is, who do I want to serve? Sometimes it can be hard to identify exactly who these people are. If you look closely, you'll find almost all expert businesses are based on one of three core markets: health, wealth, or relationship. Inside each of these three core markets are multiple sub-markets. For example, inside of health, you could have dozens of sub-markets like diet, nutrition, strength training, and weight loss. Inside the wealth market, you may have finance, investing, real estate, and sales. And same goes for the relationship market. The list is practically endless in any of these three core markets. My question for you is, what sub-market does your area of expertise fit in now? Some of you may think that you found your answer, but the money is not in the sub-market. The riches are in the niches, and those are one step beyond the sub-market. Look around the other experts in your sub-markets and see what they are selling. Where do you fit in that ecosystem? What can you offer people that is different and special? The goal is to carve out a unique spot in that ecosystem where you can thrive. That's your niche, and that niche is one of the keys to success as an expert.